What's striking to me is that despite the unrelenting opposition during the first 3 years of his administration, the president's been able to accomplish so much. And in my area of law enforcement, for example, since he came into office, we've been able to push down violent crime. We've expanded enforcement against firearms with Project Guardian, and I'm announcing a crackdown on violent crime in a number of cities that he directed me to do once the impeachment process started and the ability to come to some compromise on a violent crime bill fell apart. He directed me to do it whatever we can without that legislation. So we're moving forward.
With regard to why you're here in Detroit, you wrote a piece this week that talked about the lack of respect for police officers in the United States is something that you're very concerned about. And you said, when we show our respect and appreciation for our police, it says more about our love of liberty and justice than perhaps any other act. What do you think has been fueling the anti-cop feeling in some parts of the United States?
It's a mystery to me, because when you stop and think about it, you know, we rely so much on our police to keep us safe. And, you know, we learned the lesson after Vietnam that our heroes who fight in our wars to protect us deserve our respect. And at least we now show them the respect they're due. But when you stop and think about it, the police are doing that also, and they have the toughest job in the United States. There's no job tougher than being a policeman. And we don't seem to show them the same respect and recognize the sacrifices they make. It's a heavy toll that that job has. And I've been trying to point out that in a full employment economy, there are a lot of other options for these people. And we can't take for granted that there are always going to be people of this character who are willing to step up and take these jobs. And there's a shortage of police around the country. So I think as a country, just as we did soul searching around after Vietnam about how we treat our military, I think we have to do some soul searching about how we treat our police.